Amidst US-Israeli strikes, a new anxiety haunts the streets of Tehran. Decades of sanctions had already pushed Iran's economy to the brink. Now, with a collapsing currency and soaring prices, Iranians are finding it increasingly difficult to make ends meet.
We are seeing inflation, which especially in the past week or two has created anxiety among people, unsettled them and made them afraid. We are seeing prices going up every day, from the smallest items like eggs to the price of cars, gold and the dollar. And this is not a good thing.
The economic situation is terribly bad. But this war will end. In the best case scenario, if we start over and can make up for what we lost, and if we're supposed to achieve economic victory after the war, it will require several years of investment.
With the U.S. blockade of the ports, Iranian oil and gas exports have been halted, depriving the country of resources and essential revenue. Many sectors have stalled, and Washington is betting on a total economic collapse. The Iranian regime has called on its population to stand united in what has become a desperate war of attrition against the United States.
Productive workers must be supported by prioritizing the use of domestically manufactured goods. Specifically, business owners, especially those whose businesses have been adversely affected, should refrain from workforce reductions and layoffs in both the production and service sectors as much as possible. Instead, they should regard each worker as being an asset to their enterprise.
In January, a desperate cost of living crisis drove thousands of protesters into the streets, only for the movement to be suppressed in a bloodbath.